Deus in adiutorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O Christ, the King of wondrous power, you broke the sharpened spears of death, to glorify the Father's name and bring us honor evermore. Assuming our infirmities, you sought the great and bloody duel. You crushed victorious in your death the death by which the serpent reigned. You rose triumphant from the tomb, and by your paschal mystery, you ever bring us life anew, who once were lost and dead in sin. Bestow on us the life of grace, that when as bridegroom you return, you find us with our lamps well trimmed, prepared and fit for heaven's feast. With peace and kindness, Christ our judge, receive into your light and rest those bound by charity and faith to the most holy three in one. Now bid your servants come to you, whose souls are freed from bonds of flesh, to marvel at the Father's reign and sing your praise forevermore. Amen. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will guard your soul. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will guard your soul. If you kept a record of our sins, O Lord, who could escape condemnation? Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness. For this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchmen count on daybreak and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel, indeed, he will redeem from all its iniquity. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. If you kept a record of our sins, O Lord, who could escape condemnation? As the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to whom he wills. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. As the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to whom he wills. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and sin gets its power from the law. But thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In you, O Lord, is our hope. We shall never hope in vain. In you, O Lord, is our hope. We shall never hope in vain. we shall dance and rejoice in your mercy. We shall never hope in vain. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. In you, Lord, is our hope. We shall never hope in vain. Oh, that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I shall not turn away. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo. Quia respexit humilitatem mancile sue, et cheenem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes. Quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius. Et misericordiae osa progenie in progenies dimensibus eium. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui. Depasuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Exurientes implevit bonis, et divit estimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. That the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I shall not turn away. We acknowledge Christ the Lord, through whom we hope that our lowly bodies will be made like his in glory, and we say, Lord, you are our life and our resurrection. Christ, Son of the living God, who raised up Lazarus, your friend, from the dead, raise up to life and glory the dead whom you have redeemed by your precious blood.
Lord, you are our life and our resurrection.
Christ, consoler of those who mourn, you dried the tears of the family of Lazarus, of the widow's son and the daughter of Jairus. Comfort those who mourn for the dead.
Lord, you are our life and our resurrection.
Christ, Savior, destroy the reign of sin in our earthly bodies, so that just as through sin we deserved punishment, so through you we may gain eternal life.
Lord, you are our life and our resurrection.
Christ, Redeemer, look on those who have no hope because they do not know you. May they receive faith in the resurrection and in the life of the world to come.
Lord, you are our life and our resurrection. You revealed yourself to the blind man who begged for the light of his eyes. Show your face to the dead who are still deprived of your light.
Lord, you are our life and a resurrection.
When at last our earthly home is dissolved, give us a home not of earthly making but built of eternity in heaven.
Lord, you are our life and a resurrection. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Listen kindly to our prayers, O Lord, and as our faith in your Son raised from the dead is deepened, so may our hope of the resurrection for your departed servants also find new strength. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.